are such an asshole.
How you kids doing? We're back. Trying to bang them out before Cap Eagle. And by the way, I will be shutting down Asshole Consulting for about 2 weeks so I can enjoy Vegas and Tejas. Might even go see the lovely Mary Jo. Heron, I was hoping you could make a video I'm sure everyone will benefit from in one way or another. Why you should move away from your hometown. Surprised you haven't made this one all right. No one's paid me. I get a kick out of the chat rooms and the comment like, hey, you should do this. Okay. Maybe I should. You're going to pay me? Like, it's like, and just so you know, we're coming up, you know, 7.5 years, seven and change, asshole, coming up on our 8th year. Not once have I ever done something in the chat room because someone recommended it. Because I am what again, ladies and gentlemen? I'm a whore. And so when you pay me, then I'll do it. Unlike a docent. Me personally, I'm back at home for the first time since 18. Health problems led me back. Well, that doesn't count. Now I've got things taken care of. I'm confused to stay or get back out there. The topic is something I feel you should give good advice to people. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a no-brainer to me, man. Yeah, leave home. I don't mean leave the home where your mom and dad are. I mean, leave town because life is not meant to be living at home. Now, someday you may return home. And there's a piece of me that I'm kind of envious where I've seen other families where they actually like each other and the families were nearby and grandma. And that's what you lived in the village. You had the kids, the wife, whatever, was ill, or maybe just the grandma wanted to take care of the kid. Grandma would take care of the kid, wife have a little bit of a respite, maybe husband and wife go out. It's like, oh yeah, that would have been nice. That would have been really nice. When I was brought up, I thought you were supposed to leave. It's just funny what you pick up as a, not even like a little child, but even as a young man, old boy, not yet adult, where you just think, oh, this is normal. But I always thought for the longest time that, well, no, you're supposed to leave home and get out of the state. Like, I had to, like, leave Wisconsin. And that's why I ended up in Minnesota, because of reciprocity. But because all my other relatives, like my grandparents were out of state. My aunt was out of state. My uncles were out of state. Everyone was out of state. And I look at the then. I don't know why I didn't pick up on that, but the other side of the family, the Cleary side of the family, was more or less all in the same area. Although they kind of, that's not even true. There were people who went out east. But yeah, so I mean, I looked at them like, oh, you're supposed to leave home. You're not supposed to be nearby. But in the end, I could see, like, let's say I was to have kids. Or, oh my God, my mom. You put my mom with Lucifer and Geronimo. Oh my God. You've never seen a happier woman in her life. And this, and we're going to go here. We're going to do this. I'm like, she's going to drive them nuts. She's going to drive them nuts. She's going to be the crazy old lady. And she's going to scare these kids. Oh, they love her. They want to go see Aaron's mom again. Oh, they Uncle Aaron doesn't even exist no more. New and improved Uncle Aaron is Aaron's mom. Thanks. And I like you guys too. So I could see where you'd come back and have a healthy distance, I'd say 40 miles, and that you would meet, you know, doesn't I know another family, like every weekend the family would come over, they'd spend time with the family. So I could see if you move back once you have established yourself and you got a career and you got yourself a wife and you're going to have kids, or maybe you just, nope, I'm coming back to the hometown. But you should be gone at least a decade, at least going and finding yourself and exploring. I mean, find yourself, I mean, find your calling and purpose in life. That's what you have to leave. Now, every great once in a while, you're the right type of person and personality in the careers where it's like, oh no, you actually should stay there. And you'll, I don't want this to be a hard and fast rule. No, I must leave because this guy on the internet with a funny hat said so. I mean, you gotta, but yeah, definitely move out of your folks' home. And I would say, yeah, get out, go do something, get away from the yoke of your parents. Get away. And not only just your parents, you got to get out of town, especially for you small town people. Like in Chicago, it's big enough. You can move like three or four neighborhoods over in a completely different separate part of town. Right. Or you're all the way out in Hoffman Estates and then you actually go live in downtown Chicago. All right. That's different enough. It's a different environment that you're removed from your hometown. But if you're in a small town, absolutely. You absolutely need to get out of there. You absolutely need to get out. I've seen people in the small town, Wisconsin, where I graduated, still there. Everyone's pregnant. Heck, that started when I was in college. I'd come back 6 months. Let's play the Who's Pregnant Now game. Wow, gee, you're all living in trailers and your kids are going to be stuck in this town too. What are the chances? I wonder if they're going to have kids while in high school or freshly out of high school. And so I would, yeah, you got to go out because your life, you will waste your life if you don't leave. And it's not supposed to be easy. It's not supposed to be comfortable. You need to put yourself, there's pros and cons to me and my personality is certainly palpable to most people, but I'm unique. Well, that would not have happened if I didn't strike out on my own and have to like go and just suck life in the cold and patrolling and physical exhaustion and sleep deprivation and poverty and living in basements. And as you get older, like the more trials and tribulations, ask Atham about this. The more trials and tribulations, the more interesting life you're going to have. I guarantee you, I'll give you an example. If you had to have your choice of having a conversation, let's take the most most popular politician, let's say Barack Obama himself. You could choose to talk to President Obama and who else could we throw in there? Ocasio-Cortez, okay? You could talk to them or you could talk to me and Atham. You know who's going to be the more interesting? Be me and Atham because we actually went through stuff. Atham's been through hell, absolute hell. But that hell has made for not only a much improved and more interesting person, not morally improved, just a different, more interesting character, but his life is much more. And even though it was pain and suffering, he looks back and says, I won. I beat life. I achieved some. Barack Obama just got born to a rich white grandmother. That's it. That's how he, yeah. And then he did some pot. He majored in easy things and he decided to be a politician, just like Joe Biden. I don't think Biden did. Biden threw the sports ball. Biden played football before he became a politician. Aren't you glad he's at the helm right now? But he said free things. And that's how I vote. So when you leave, this is why I'm all like, I live at home and my parents are da, 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 da. I'm like, well, leave and get a job. Well, I got to pay rent. Yes, you should suffer. You should know what it's like to work 80 hours a week for at least a year with no vacation. You should know what it's like that if you get a day off, you cherish it so much, you're so happy, and you do anything. Like you go biking, you get to go to a nightclub, you get to go to a bar. You're happy to ask girls out to get shot down. I remember I'd be so giddy to go to the few handful of parties I could make it to. Now it's kind of the opposite. Now everything's on the internet. You save so much time. And it's like, oh, I don't want to, you know, of course I've been to plenty of parties now, but you need to get out there and suffer, figure out who you are, figure out how the real world works, make your way in life, establish a career, start a business, something. Start making money, become financially stable, meet some people along the way, make some enemies along the way, lose some friends, lose some loves, make some loves, and then be like, okay, I kind of got things squared away now. And ultimately what you figure out is what is important. I don't care how much of the show you listen to or Jordan Peterson or Rule Zero guys or whatever. None of it. You can't just listen to the doc. You can't just listen to people on the internet. You got to go and do it yourself. And then after that, 40 years of wandering in the desert, not 40 years. That just happens to be if you recently escaped Egypt. At least a decade of figuring things out, going exploring, making your mistakes, then you will come back knowing who you are, what you stand for, what you want to do. And if what you want to do is move back home, start a family, so mom can see the grandchildren and they can betray you and not be Uncle Aaron's little nieces of wrath anymore. It's so unfair. It's so unfair. She just bribes them. I won't say with what, but like how Uncle Brian, he has a farm, right? So Uncle Brian's got kittens and dogs and horses and goats and ponies. Like, I can't compete that. I can't compete with that. Well, my mom pulls out the nuclear weapon and all Uncle Aaron doesn't even exist anymore. But anyway, you know, your dad's around. You want to spend time with your family, other cousins, other nephews, your siblings, whatever else. But you will never appreciate them or be able to identify whether you should appreciate them or not until you go out and figure out who you are and come back your own unique individual. And so, yes, that is the main reason you should move out of your hometown. And just to see the world, too. I mean, there's so much other stuff you got to see. Like when I was in Wisconsin, God, I would kill to see mountains. I would just kill to see them. And now I'm finally in them. Played a huge, the single largest factor because I'm in the mountains. That's why I came out to South Dakota. Aren't there mountains in Colorado? Yeah. Ones that got no oxygen on the top of them. You get migraines if you go above 12,000 feet, which I have done before. But all right. Let me see what else we have. No super chats, boy. All right. Because, boy, yes. Yes, it does. Any super chats? No super chats. And we're done. All right. See you guys later.